in Se'if Vav, Yesh Nog in Levarach HaNosin Li'ayif Koach, Ve'ein Divrehem Nirin. So the Mechaber says some have this minhag of making the bracha HaNosin Li'ayif Koach, and he doesn't like this. The reason why the hesitancy of the Mechaber is, even though Sephardim nowadays do say this, is because that bracha is not found in Shas. That bracha was a later addition in the times of the Gaonim. So therefore, again, strictly speaking, the Mechaber doesn't say it. Says the Ramah, "Ach haminhag pashu b'vnei Ashkenazim la'omro." The minhag Ashkenaz is in fact to yes say it, and he speaks out in Sifkot in Chaf Aleph, "Haminhag pashu v'chein hiskima achronim." This is what everyone agrees to. La'omro Chaf Beis wrote to Lomer b'haskar shem u'malchus, to say it with Hashem's name. Afili im hayaneir kol halayla, even if you're up the whole night. Gam kin yesh levarach osoch lefi ma she'onin nohagin hayom kehaga. Because we do this on, even if you're up all night, and you know, that bracha you think might not apply to you, we hold like the Ramah, that we make these on the Minhagar Shel Olam, that people in general, Hashem gives koach to them, to, so therefore, even if it doesn't apply to you personally in this situation, nevertheless, you would go ahead and recite it. Again, I did not see this in print, but I was told in the name of the Briska Rav, that he did not make this bracha. I think, again, it's based on that chashash, because it did not appear in Shas, it was a later edition, but the overwhelming minhag is to, in fact, yes, say the bracha of Hanosein Leo. Siv Zion Yesh Nogim Levarach Birchos Brachos Acheros Nosophos Al Elo. Some make even up more brachos. V'taos Hu B'Yadam. It's a mistake. What are these examples of these other brachos? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Chav Gimel, Taosu Ha'omer Birkas Somech Noflim. Hashem supports those who have fallen. Gorimbo, we loudly oppose them. We reject them. We yell at him. Le'inyan Birkas Amagvias Shefalim, who lifts up those who are low. Ayn Magin Avram Va'ayn Peri Megadim Shekosuv Kehayom Yesh Ligor B'Mi Shenoheg La'omra. We don't say these Ayn Sham. Okay. And now comes, we're going to see inside, we've been referring to yesterday and today, Si'if Ches Kol HaBrachos Ha'ele Im Lo Nischayev Ba'achas Mehen. If you didn't happen, it doesn't apply to you, Kigon, Shloshama Kol Tarnagol, you didn't hear the rooster crowing, Oh, Shloholach, you didn't walk, Oh, Shlolovish, you didn't get dressed, Oh, Lohogar, you didn't put on your pants, your belt, Omer Oso Bracha Belo Haskaras Hashem. So according to the Mechaber, you would say that without using Hashem's name. Hagod, Ramah says, V'yesh Omrim, some say, Dafilo Nischayev Bahen Mevarach Osan, even if you're not Chayev in it, you didn't hear the rooster, you didn't walk, you didn't get dressed, you still would make the Bracha, De'ein HaBracha Da. You're not making this on yourself. Hashem made these in the world. That's our minhag, and we shouldn't change from them. In Sif Kotin Chav Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah explains that filu ayin b'sefer Elio Rabba shekosuv de birkas Elokai neshama birkas shamavir shena ein levarich im hayaneir kol halayla. These brachas you would not recite if you were up all night, because these are not on Minhag Shel Olam. This is on me personally. Uprima Godim Vishari Teshuva Hishu Dvar Vitzarch Ian, okay. Umasik Bishari Tshuva Diyira Lishmo Eilu Hashte Brachos Me Acher V'yechavim Letzeis. And that is the minhag, that a person will ask someone to make these brachas and be yotzi them with their reciting of it. The im yoshin belaila shishin nishmon. We'll assume that that means if you slept for a half hour during the night. L'chuli alma yesh levarich osam. According to everybody, then you could make these brachos. That's like our minimum shir. Chaf alif lo nischayev. Afilu b'midbar she'ena shemei kol atarnagol mevarich. Even if you're in the desert where there are no farm animals that you're going to hear crowing, you would still make the bracha. Sumim mevarich birkas pokeach ivrim. A blind person could also make the bracha of pokeach ivrim. V'chein cheresh even. And so to a deaf person, af she'ena yochel lishmo kol atarnagol, he can't hear the rooster crowing. Yuchal levarich birkas anoisin lesech livina. He could still make them who's given the rooster understanding. V'chai adam kosu decheresh yamtin milevarich bracha zu ad sheyer halyom. So the Chai Adam brings down that a deaf person should wait until it is actually daylight before reciting this bracha. Chavav, Mishnah Berurah says, Mevarich Osan, you make the brachas. Ayin lekamen b'simin memzayin Mishnah Berurah, sifkat and lamed aleph, v'bir halacha sham, mashikasavne b'shem haprimagadim. So in the Dirshu, my vision 33, he says, Sham hevi machlokis, over there there's a machlokis, le'inyin birchas hanosim l'sech livina, regarding that bracha, ha'im kishemavarech kodim shir ha'yom tzarech sheyishma kol ha'tarnagol olo. If you're doing it before daylight, do you have to actually hear the sound of the rooster crowing or not? B'di'evid, l'chol deyaz yotze. If you did do it, then that counts. B'di'evid, aval kodim chatzos, but in the before mid the night, afil shama kol ha'tarnagol l'chol ha'deyaz lo yotze. So if you heard it before the chatzos, then according to everybody, you would not be yotze at that point. Sif tes lo yikra psukim kodem birkas haTorah afa pishehu omrim derech tachnunim. You shouldn't read psukim from the Torah even if you're saying them in a way of supplication, not alts the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. V'yesh omrim she'en lachush kevin she'enu omrim ela derech tachnunim. Some say you don't have to be concerned for this before saying birkas haTorah because you're only saying it as a way of supplications. V'nochon lachush l'svar rishona. It's correct to be concerned for the first opinion quoted that not to say psukim before Birkas HaTorah. Haga, aval haminag ha-svara ha-chrona. The minag is like the second svara. Shaharei, aviraya that we do this, shebimei ha-slichos. When it comes to saying slichos, early in the morning, mispalim ha-slichos fa-achakach mevarachin al ha-torah im seder shar ha-brachos. So the minag apparently used to be that they would say slichos first and then say Birkas HaTorah. V'chol yom kishenichnasin beis ha-kinesis omrim kama psukim betachnunim va-achakach mevarachin al ha-torah. So too, you get to shul and you say a lot of psukim beforehand, va-nibrov chasdecho, etc. V'nohogu l'sada Birkas HaTorah miyad achim Birkas Asher Yotzer ve'ein l'shanus. The minig is to say Birchas HaTorah immediately after Asher Yotzar, or if some have Elokai Nisham at that point, and not to change from this. V'tov lomer b'shachros achar Shema Yisrael. You should say this after Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchusol Le'olam Va'ed. Why should you add this phrase? To show that you are not doing this alts Talmud Torah, Lefishk. Ki lefa'amim shohagin im kriyas shema likrosa shlo bizmana v'yotze bazeh. Sometimes that you are the minion will not make zman kriyas shema, so you're showing that you are yotze with that. So the way you show the yotze is by saying baruch shem at that point, because that pasuk does not appear anywhere in the chumash. Derech Agav, in Perek Shira, where it goes to the different psukim that the creation says, that Baruch Shem is the Shira of the Tzifardeya, the frog. Okay, begins the Mishnah Berurah now in Sifkat and Chaf Zayin. Haslichos, ulefi ma shekosev lekame dehayom, nogu levarech birchas ator miyad, achar birchas asher yotzer, velo lomar shum psukim etchila. Our minhag is nowadays that we say birchas ator right after birchas asher, we don't say any psukim before that. In kein, sevir lon, de ein lomar psukim ela derech tachnunim kodem birchas ator. The sphere that we not to say any psukim before Birchas HaTorah, in kein yesh linho gam kein bimei haslichos lom Birchas HaTorah kodem haslichos ule dal go achar kach. So one should recite Birchas HaTorah before reciting slichos nowadays. Chaf ches va'achar kach mevarchin, and after to make the bracha shekol zehu meikra hadin. That's the technical requirement. Kimo shehevi ze beis Yosef b'shem Maharil shekein haminhag ba'ashkenaz. The minhag is to arrange it to say it then. Rosh Hashanah means as follows. We are strict, like according to the opinion of the Tur, not to recite any psukim before Birchas HaTorah. In the Dirshu, he brings Emiras Moda Ani Kodem Birchas HaTorah, that's fine. Uve Nichnas Lebeis HaKnesses HaTibakor Kriyash Kore Shema Shetibakor Imahim Pasuk Rishon, that we're going to learn later on, that if the whole Shul is saying Shema, you should do so as well. Even if you had not yet recited Birchas Kriyas Shema, it looks like you're not being Makabel O Malchus Shemaim at that point in time. Also, if you were holding by Sof Zman Kriyas Shema, and if the time it would take to say Birchas HaTorah beforehand, then you would miss the Zman of Kriyas Shema. In that case as well, one should say Shema. Continuing now in Chavtes, Miyad, Acher, V'yesh Omrim, Debirkas, Elokai Neshama, Smuch, Lebirkas, Asher Yatzar. That's the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, to put Elokai Neshama at that point. Alkein, Yivorech, Birkas HaTorah, Acher, Elokai Neshama. So then you should put Birkas HaTorah right then, after Elokai Neshama. Because of Alzeh, Prima Godem, De Nahara, Nahara, Ufashate. That there are, each river flows to its own course. Again, difference in Minhagim, there isn't really one right or wrong in this, as to where one does place the Elokai Neshama right after Asher Yatzar or not. B'shachris and Sifkat and Lamed. Afilu hamashkimin babokir hashkim va'om kriyashma kodem omud hashachar. If you come and say shma before alos, desha bevade eini yotze beze yide kriyashma, you are not yotze at that point in time. Afapiche nogun l'sayim achra baruch shem. Nevertheless, even though you're not yotze, you still say baruch shem. Aval ma she'omrim kodem yishtabach. There are at the end in Psuki de Zimra, uvesoros chokosu lemor shma Yisrael. So at that point, ein lomor achra of baruch shem kvod machu solelam. But we don't insert it at that point in time. Lamed Aleph, ki lefamim, there are sometimes the minyan is running late and you're not going to be yotze with all the brachos in the correct zman. So pirush mishum shelefamim shohin hatzibur lechein yomru bechol pam baruch shem kvod machusol le'olam va'ed. Therefore, we should add it in at this point. De'below baruch shem kvod machusol le'olam va'ed. If you did not add that phrase after Shema, lo nira hakriya Shema rak hasipa devarim. It doesn't look like you're saying all to the mitzvah of Shema. Ach, yichavein shlo latzeis. But one should have in mind not to be yotzi at this point in time. Ela im kein yorash hatzibur yo'avru zman kriya Shema. Unless you realize that it's running late and that the minion's not going to make it, so then you should have in mind to yes be yotzi at that point. Aval kishelo yo'avru mutav latzeis yidei kriya Shema im hatzibur. If you're not going to miss it, it's an early minion davening. Hashkama, you're davening at the whatever, an earlier minion is going to make it, so one should have in mind not to be yotzi at that point in time. The best way of doing this is to say all three paragraphs with the brachos both before and afterwards. And if you're in a place where you're afraid they're not going to get it, you don't know, you're a guest, you're not sure what Chazan's going to get up there, how fast or slow he's going to go. You should have in mind that this will fulfill your mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The mitzvah, the raisa, kaimulam, simen, samach, siftalid, the mitzvah, tzrichos, kavana. There will be two deos quoted later on, a famous machlokis and shas, whether we hold mitzvah, tzrichos, kavana, and we'll learn, mirat Hashem, that by a deo raisa, we say you do need to have kavana. So by the Shema, you should have in mind when you're saying it, I am hereby fulfilling the mitzvah deraisa of Shema. V'yeshamim shiikra kol ha-parsha rishona, the entire first parsha, v'yoter to she'az yikra kol shlosha parshios. It's better to say all three at that point. K'mo she'kosva pri-chodosh. K'dei lahazkir yitzias mitzrayim bizman kriya Shema. Because in the third paragraph, you will have the mentioning of yitzias mitzrayim. V'chai adam klal ches din zayin hiskim l'pri-chodosh. He agrees to this. Continues now the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Beis, Shelo Bizmana. Dehainu la'acher shloshos. After 3 hours of the day is the cutoff time for Kriya Shema. She'avar zman Kriya Shema. Ve'dayin lo'avar zman birchas Kriya Shema ad acher shah revis. So you're still allowed to say the brachos up until the fourth hour. Kid l'kamen in simin nunches. Aval im hu yore shehatzibra ya'avru gam zman birchas Kriya Shema ein lo lahamtin aleihem klal. If the minion's not going to get there, you should not wait. Ki yafsid al yodam habrochos v'gam hazman tefila shehu gamkin l'chadchila rak ad arba shos ki l'kami b'sif peites el yikra b'zmana b'birchoseha v'yispalu b'yechidi. It's better to daven b'yechidis and not to miss zman of tefila. Lamid, according to Mishnah Berurah, Lamid Gimel. V'yotzi b'zeh. I'm bedogim ervov v'chein b'chidush Rabbi Kiva Eger shekos vu debechol lo yichavin letzeis ela imkein heniach tefillin mikodim. You should not have in mind on a weekday unless you have put on your tefillin beforehand. Why? Dechol hakora kriya shema b'li tefillin, by reciting the kriya shema without wearing your tefillin, kilu made edus shekel ba'atzmu. It's like you're testifying falsely, because the shema talks about wearing tefillin. Here you are talking about wearing tefillin and you're not wearing the tefillin. Poshutz. If there's a reason why you can't do it, one shouldn't delay the mitzvah deraisa of Shema. They are two separate mitzvahs. One does not prevent the other. There's not even prohibition of doing it. We don't say this phrase that if you say you say the Shema without wearing this, like you're made edus sheker ba'atzmo. We don't say it rak b'mezid. We do it on purpose. V'lo kishiyesh lo eza onus, but not if there's something that's beyond your control that happened. K'mo shekosov halavush b'simin nun ches, as written later on, ayin sham. V'ayim b'simin nun ches b'mishnah berurah sifkatin hey shehet takti sham divri halavush. He quotes Lavush from Mordechai Yafe. Yomar atohu ad shlo nivra ha'olam velo ad shlo verasa. The correct phrase he says is that you should recite atohu, you have been Hashem ad shlo nivra, until before you created the world was created, and not shlo verasa, until you created. Smite difference in nusach.